And I thought today what we talk about is a little more of the history of Dr. John Coleman's book, The Conspirators' Hierarchy, the Story of Committee of 300, which Alex has referenced quite a bit in the last few weeks. And we did a podcast on that recently. And I got to look back at this book, which I haven't looked at in many, many years. And I forgot how good it was. I forgot how much information, how predictive it was, and how it ties into a lot of the other texts that I've been lecturing through and covering lately, such as this excellent History of Gladio by Paul Williams, which I finished. And you might think, well, what does the Cold War and Gladio have to do with right now? It seems disconnected. It doesn't have anything to do with people self-mutilating and people. No, actually, it has a lot to do with it, because the entities behind the operations in the Cold War are the same entities that you see involved in the Ukraine operation, because NATO and these groups that supported what amount to the SS, these kinds of things, that was all part of Gladio. The reason that there are tiny mustache man followers in the Ukraine goes back to Operation Gladio. And a lot of that also ties into this, the Tavistock Institute. And so we're going to be talking about Tavistock, which Dr. John Coleman wrote a lot about, which was mind control, psychological warfare. And don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of jaysanalysis.com. I'm also on YouTube. I'm also on Rockfin. I'm also on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram, all those different outlets. Be sure and follow me on all of those. Rumble as well. I've been reading all these great Cold War texts and going back and looking at some of those writers that were writing in the 80s and 90s, warning us about what was coming in this New World Order, this technocratic agenda that they had planned. You know, we've lectured through tons of books, Anthony Sutton, Carol Quigley, all of these academics that have been saying what would come, some pro, some con. And one of those books that was more of a critique was by the alleged former MI6, MI5 spy master, John Coleman. And he wrote the book, The Committee of 300. So a little bit about that book, because it was published, I think, in the early 90s, 1992. And he said, look, I was in a lot of these meetings, and in these meetings, we have people who were planning a future technocratic world government. And he said, you know, I didn't realize that when I was recruited into intelligence work, that what was really going on behind the scenes at places like Cambridge and Oxford and Harvard, Yale, the Eastern Seaboard elite, the Anglo-American establishment, what they were planning was actually a completely different style of living, that all of life would change, that we would undergo tumultuous, crazy changes in the coming decades that would lead us out of what we considered, you know, normal, healthy, traditional ways of living, having families, going to church, having and running a business, passing on your inheritance. Literally everything would be changed because there was a coterie of groups, including entities like the Club of Rome, which planned the future global revolution known as the Green Revolution. And in their documents that they published back, in the 70s all the way up in the 90s, they argued that we would have an austerity future, a future where it would not be based on production, but on limited resources, resource scarcity. And I want to get to that agenda because that's what's rolling out right now. We are right now living in the era of what Dr. John Coleman talked about in regard to these documents of the Club of Rome. And he says that the people behind the scenes were precisely people like Dr. Henry Kissinger. At the beginning of Dr. John Coleman's book, he talks about an operation that was run by all these same people, including Henry Kissinger, in Italy. And that was known as, at that time, he said it was just the secret operation where the CIA, together with organized crime, Sicilian mafia, had concocted a plan to fund their black ops through drug money. And he says that this was discovered by many secret society members being leaked throughout the 70s and 80s in Italy and throughout Europe. We now know today that this was Operation Gladio, because Gladio wasn't known until about 1990 in terms of what it really was and what it was about. Now, the auspices of Gladio seem plausible. They seem sensible. Hey, why don't we have a secret army, a bunch of cells, a few thousand people trained throughout Europe, and other countries to stave off a future potential Soviet invasion. So maybe Stalin, maybe Khrushchev, maybe later Soviet leaders are going to try to invade and establish a Soviet government. We better have a stay-behind unit. And the means and methods that they use were the recruitment of certain organized crime figures in certain Masonic societies, namely the P2 Lodge in Italy. The P2 in Italy and the CIA used the Vatican Bank as their chief operation for money laundering. They had other banks as well. They set up numerous shell companies, numerous shell banks. And again, that's a big part of Gladio. Of course, Paul Williams covers it in his book, Operation Gladio. Now, why are we talking about, again, all this Cold War stuff? Because you can't understand where we are now without understanding the real architecture and breakdown of the Cold War. And while it's true that there's a potential or some kind of danger that might have come about through the popularity of communism, we know in Italy at this time that the Christian Democratic Party was beginning to lose adherents and communism was on the rise. And not only does Paul Williams talk about that, Dr. John Coleman talks about that in the late 70s, early 80s. And so we had these operations that Kissinger and other entities basically ran in Italy, where they staged the kidnapping of of Aldo Moro. They did all these operations to make communism look bad. Now, communism was bad. I'm not saying it was good. But we have these entities that are basically big crime syndicates, right? It's two different organized crime syndicates, you could say. You could say the Communist Crime Syndicate versus the Gladio Crime Syndicate, NATO Crime Syndicate. And one thing that we know is that the people behind Gladio, the people behind the so-called right wing, were also all of these Club of Rome people pushing for a future Great Reset, a future austerity. For example, John Coleman says the Club of Rome conspired through umbrella organizations, and they achieved a marriage between the Anglo-American establishment and the old black nobility families of Europe. So this would be like, you know, the King of England and all these groups, right? The so-called nobility in London, Venice, Genoa. The key to their successful control was to create and manage and savage economic economic recessions and then eventual depressions. So they actually do intend eventually to blow up economies. And he says that the Committee of 300, which he's just calling that the kind of, if you know about David Rothkopf, he wrote a book about the rulers of the world. He's from the Kissinger group. He wrote another book about running the world. And it's basically, he talks about a 6,000 people managerial class that runs the planet. That's a mainline academic, again, coming from under the Kissinger group. Then above that, Dr. John Coleman posits, there's another 300 people that kind of tell these people what to do. And amongst that group, you could figure out who it is. It would be people like, you know, Prince Charles, the Queen of England, Lord Rothschild. It would be, you know, people like Henry Kissinger, Zbigniew Brzezinski. So that's that coterie of the top controllers. And these are the people that all have similar positions in groups like the CFR, Trilateral Commission, Club of Rome, RAND Corporation, Stanford Research. They sort of go in and out of all of these entities. And that's publicly on record. That's why the members of Bilderberg are the same people in Trilateral, the same people in CFR. That's who runs the planet. So we're talking about the top CEOs of the Fortune 100. We're talking about the top think tank planners and social engineers. We're talking about the Kissingers, the Brzezinskis, we're talking about the Jacques Attalis, the David Rockefellers. Okay. These are the top people, top men, right? Healing our planet. And we know that they have the same plan because they all openly say they have the same plan. Okay, this is not a theory. This is a fact. A theory is something that you theorize about that you have perhaps some evidence for. Maybe a little bit of evidence, maybe a lot. That is not a fact, because a fact is something that is objectively the case. And all of the people that are involved in this have written countless books, which we've lectured through, 60, 70 of them now. Many of them, white papers, think tank documents, actual big geopolitical texts. We've lectured through many of these, and there's absolutely no doubt that there is this overall or overarching plan. And we've talked about all the different groups because they're also all public. And one reason we know this, the same guy running the Gladio operations, for example, basically at the tip top, I'm talking about the Kissinger people up at the top of that, State Department Memorandum 200. We need to bring in austerity to bring down the population of the third world. And under the Nixon administration, that's not the only instance. In fact, under the Nixon administration, Kissinger was promoting and pushing all of these papers and memorandums for population reduction because he works for the Rockefeller Foundation, just like everybody else that pushes population control works for these same entities publicly. State Department Memorandum 200, reducing global population. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to get it done that year. These are long-term plans, long-term actuary plans, right, about how to achieve these events. And he says that a lot of these people consider themselves to be the wise men of the West or the Olympians. In other words, comparing themselves to the gods of Olympus, right? We're talking about the Kissingers. We're talking about the George Bundys. We're talking about the George Kennans. We're talking about the Henry Kissingers. We're talking about the Brzezinskis. We're talking about John McCloy. We're talking about all of these high-level CFR planners and strategists. Cyrus Vance. We're talking about all these kind of people, right? With a single plan to bring in a single technocratic world government. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to figure out how those plans manifest and what is going on in the real world.
If Alex Jones runs for president in the Republican Party, he has a chance of winning.
If you just tuned in, you may be noticing I'm wearing an Alex Jones for President 2024 shirt. I am not seriously planning to run for president. This is an idea the crew had to have a triggering shirt, kind of next level. Alex Jones was right. There's Infowars.com on the back, Alex Jones for President 2024 on the front. It's a fundraiser shirt. It's made out of really nice fabric. It's high quality. And it is an exclusive shirt to Infowarsstore.com. And when the shirts are gone, they're gone. We're doing one run of Alex Jones for President 2024 shirts. And we'll have a historic memento, be able to spread the word, meet a lot of like-minded people, and you'll be able to keep us on the air.
No way. No way. That's a bridge too far. It can't be. And I said on national television that he was going to win.
At InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm just rifling through all of these old foreign affairs magazine or journal texts. And here's an old one from 1972, which features a really interesting article by old Z Big himself.
Sit down and shut up.
How the Cold War was played by Zbigniew Brzezinski. And this was in 1972 when he was laying out the strategies up till that time. And the amazing part is that, Zbigniew Brzezinski then took over Cold War machinations and operations and recruited the Mujahideen, the what would later become Al-Qaeda, to fight the Soviets in Afghanistan. And we know that the focal point of Afghanistan is not just a geostrategic area, but it's also a drug poppy region. And after the U.S. in post 9/11 invasion of Afghanistan, we have the explosion of heroin production from 200, 300 tons a year to something like 5,000. Remember Geraldo and interviewing troops. Those clips are still on YouTube. You can find them from Fox News. U.S. troops guarding the opium. And you listen to the troops and they say, well, we're going to burn all this opium, this billion-dollar crop. We're going to plant cucumbers. Give me a break. Cucumbers. Who believes that? What is the plan of these Olympians, these titans, these technocrats? What do they want to set up? Well, Dr. Coleman says, here's a helpful list of the things that you will see. Again, this is written in 1992. He says, based on the plans of these elite, he says that they will eventually, number one, create a one world government where there will be a unified church and a unified monetary system. So Dr. Coleman is one of the few people who understands the importance of this one world religion that they're pushing and promoting, something that we've talked about for many years. And in fact, Pope Francis has just inaugurated his multi-faith center in Abu Dhabi, where the three world great monotheistic religions, as he says, Judaism, Islam, Christianity, will now merge into some kind of new hybrid thing, a new hybrid world religion, where all the world religions are basically tools of the superstate, the world technocratic order. Number two, the utter destruction of all national identity and national movements and pride. That, of course, is a huge move that's been pushed for the last several decades. The anti-American movement, the idea that any form of patriotism is itself evil, racist, right? The destruction of religion. We're going through the list of Dr. John Coleman, and after there being a new world religion with no dogmas, we're told that Brzezinski says, quote, "We will enter into a new age of technotronics, the technotronic technocratic era." And he says that this will basically create androids, cyborgs, and a version of humans that we've never seen before. In other words, transhumanism, again, from Brzezinski's famous book, Between Two Ages. There will be an end to all industrialization and the production of nuclear energy into what they call a zero population, zero growth society. So this is that austerity that I'm talking about. This is that agenda for total energy control to put everybody in a communal living, everybody in a coffin apartment, everybody in a coom pod. And that's part of a larger agenda that we'll talk about here in a minute, which is the complete shutting down of everything. That's the eventual goal. So this deindustrialization will send all the production off to other countries. And of course, remember NAFTA, remember GATT, remember TPP, all that stuff. That was part of this. That was pushing all of this. We will see the complete legalization of all drugs and all forms of pornography. That's already begun. We will see the movement of people out of wild areas and into large cities, ultimately for the goal of population control. So he's actually talking about the 15-minute cities. He's talking about the, basically running. It's living in an AI technocratic grid that you are controlled and tracked in these smart cities. There will be a suppression of all scientific development, except for scientific developments deemed beneficial by the Committee of 300. Now, this we see in the book Brave New World, which I just lectured through that entire book chapter by chapter for my members, if you want to go listen to the full breakdown, because this is I hadn't gone through Brave New World in probably 6 years. Going through it again, I was amazed at how much I missed. There's so much stuff in there that Huxley, an insider to all of this, he put in the book and said, this is a real story. This is not fiction. This is real. This is what they're going to roll out. And that's exactly what we see rolling out. And in regard to the suppression of real science, the suppression of actual, you know, health developments and all this kind of stuff, that's actually in Brave New World as well. The world socialist controller, Mustafa Mon, says that we can't give everybody, you know, the truth. Everybody can't handle these real scientific developments. We have to suppress this. And we have to dumb down the population, right? It's, again, real world. It's not fiction. There will be strategic operations of an arc of crisis and strategy of tension, he says, throughout various countries, eventually leading to so much chaos that we can have means by which there will be an eventual depopulation by the year 2050. So they'll reduce the world population to 500 million and then down to 100 million by 2050. And that will be achieved through continual war, continual bio releases, continual everything you can think of. This is the Global 2000 report. And this was, you can look to high-level people like Cyrus Vance, who are involved in the production of these kinds of documents. We should probably cover this Global 2000 report since we haven't done that one yet. The moral fiber of the nation must be demoralized and they must be destroyed through toxic culture. Now, this is where Tavistock comes into play. You heard me talk about Tavistock, and you know I've mentioned and analyzed the Daniel Estulin book on Tavistock so many times because it goes into the actual strategies of the various doctors, the various even people from the Frankfurt School, Marcuse, these weirdo figures that were really degenerate philosophers who engineered where we are now. We're talking about the 1960s counterculture, right? That's Estulin Institute. That's Tavistock Institute. It's engineering these ideas that Alvin Toffler, another one of the global elite, writes about. He wrote about in the 1970s and 80s, not just in Powership, but also in books like Future Shock. Future Shock is a Tavistock idea. It's a Tavistock terminology whereby they talk about shocking the population with such crazy, overblown information, so much change that you can't process it. And this creates a apathetic, malleable, pliable population. That's the purpose of the psychological warfare that Tavistock puts out. That's what this book is about. What is Tavistock published and what have they been involved in? Psychological operations, the promotion of scientism, the promotion of feminism, the Phoenix program. They were all involved in all these things. MK Ultra, studying shell shock dissociation, studying and promoting groupthink. Groupthink is a Tavistock operation. They also were involved in pushing and creating, promoting the vegan movement. Veganism is a Tavistock thing coming out of Stanford Research and Tavistock. Again, all covered in this book. But that's what Dr. John Coleman's talking about, is that these manuals, these books, Changing Images of Man by Harman, right? The Aquarian Conspiracy, Marilyn Ferguson, right? Coleman talks about these. Don't go anywhere. We'll get more into the Aquarian Conspiracy when we come back.
I don't know, guys. Do you think the beard is intimidating? Do you think it's too much?
Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty good, but I don't know, it's just a beard.
It's just not that intimidating, dude.
Just a beard, huh? What about...
I gotta go to the bathroom. Dude, that's intimidating, man. That's freaking awesome. You're on in five.
Get your hair and beard formula at InfoWarsStore.com.
Sexy.
And intimidating.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I want to remind you that if you want to see me live, you can do so by going to my website there, and you'll notice there's a post at the top about two new live events that we have coming up. You can get tickets there, including June 3rd and 4th. Owen Schroyer will be present at that event, so that's going to be a lot of fun, as well as a host of other excellent researchers, artists, musicians, and comedians. And we're going through this discussion of the Tavistock Institute preparing what's called the Aquarian Conspiracy, and this was a book that was written in the 1980s. I think this was 1980. We have the documents, folks. We have the documents. 82, 3, somewhere in there. 80, 1980 by Marilyn Ferguson. And although this book is titled The Aquarian Conspiracy, it's not actually a conspiracy text. In fact, she is a proponent of this completely new revamping and new way of doing all of life, but where she says that everything's got to change. For example, women have got to be put into leadership roles. Men have got to become more feminine. We've got to have more new age stuff. We've got to change the churches. Values have to be inverted. Everything flips for what she calls value transformation. Instead of thinking of yourself as an individual who, you know, has a job and starts a business or whatever, no, you're part of a collective and you're going to be living in a communal style of life. You're going to be part and parcel of a whole earth global transformation, the whole earth conspiracy. Now, again, this is not a conspiracy book. This is her promotion, and she's saying what we're doing is a conspiracy. But it's an open conspiracy, in the words of H.G. Wells. It's the same plan. So that plan comes out of Tavistock, and Tavistock planned all of the promotion of the trans and Skittles stuff that you see today. Literally, look up the news the last 5 or 6 years. Spearheading this movement is the Tavistock Institute. Why? Why do they care so much about that? Because it promotes sterilization and the inability to have offspring. And it destroys families. Reducing families reduces population. That's all this is about. Everything is that. That's it. It's not hard to figure out what's going on. It's in all of these books. But I was just seeing some statistics the other day. I was blown away. I couldn't believe it, but now I can. I think something like 60% of students, like high school students, they can't even read. And they've never read a book. So we're at like totally you know, Eloy Morlock situation almost from H.G. Wells, where it's like we're dealing with people who have never read a book and probably can't even read. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm saying literally that's what the statistics show. So they're not, I mean, even though this is in 100 different books that I can look at right now on my shelf, people are never going to figure this out, and they don't care and they don't want to. And that's part of the point of the apology, right? When the philosopher tries to enlighten the people, they get mad, they want to stone him. Stop taking away our shadows on the wall. We don't want to know that. Dr. Coleman says that Tavistock was an instrumental in engineering not just the sexual revolution, but the 60s countercultural revolution, because sex, drugs, and rock and roll were discovered to be amazingly effective means of social change, not for the positive, but to degenerate and destroy and toxify culture to make people more malleable for the technocratic global collective. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody who's a 60s counterculture musician was a bad guy. No. There were a lot of people who had good ideas and were authentic, organic musicians, but that got taken over and steered into the degenerate, controlled pop culture that you see today. Everybody making the all-seeing eye image. You're like, why are they all doing that? Because they're all part of the same club, or they want to be members of this club. These are all the just pop stars thinking that they're being social climbers or whatever. When in reality, what's the first rule of all the revolutionary takeovers? It's amazing that people don't know this, or the people that do know it. And if you heard my lecture that I did on the famous NKVD interrogation of Christian Rakovsky, the Bulgarian socialist Trotskyite, when he was interrogated by Stalin's NKVD, they told him, you're going to die, or you're going to tell us what's really going on. And he said, all right, I'll tell you what's going on, because I know you're probably going to kill me anyway. And he said that basically this is all a scam. The capitalist, communist, monopoly capitalist, communist dialectic is run by the same people. And the ultimate goal is to allow monopoly capitalism to build the infrastructure, which will then be taken over by the revolutionaries, the true Trotskyite, true Luciferian revolutionaries. And they will get rid of their revolutionary guard. They will get rid of their dupes. Amazing. And then Stalin did the same thing. Stalin purged all of his immediate underlings. Why? Because you can't allow the people that participate in the selling out and destruction of the culture to go into the new power structure, because they just sold everybody out. So they're not reliable. And so the more devious and cunning technocratic elite know that their underlings are the first people that go. And if you're familiar with the history of the French Revolution, you know that that's exactly what happened. French revolutionaries, they would all just purge the ones right underneath them when they came to power, because they knew how devious and wicked the underlings were. And John Coleman is basically saying that this will lead to eventually the introduction of this technocratic order. Now, there's a lot of madmen out there. There's a lot of people insane, you know, in the government and the Biden, you know, these level people. But these level people, they're not really running things. And I would think that the whole Biden thing shows us that Biden isn't really running things. It's people like this, the Kissingers, the Brzezinskis, right? Now, Brzezinski's gone. Kissinger's very advanced in age. But the people at that level, that holdover sort of boomer power structure that's still holding the reins of power, they are still calling the shots. They still have the majority of the world's wealth, right? BlackRock, Vanguard type people. And he says that as we move through the plan of this high-level group, trilaterals and the CFR and all that, they have decided to manage all of these crises. This is where the model of Gladio, right? So we're not under Gladio. It's just the model of Gladio. What they did in the Cold War with Gladio. And by the way, I'm not just going from so-called, quote, conspiracy texts. This is actually just a PhD thesis. Daniel Ganser's book, Gladio, Secret Armies. So it's not like we're under the threat of some giant global right-wing Gladio thing. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the structures and techniques that Gladio perfected are the structures and techniques for how it's run today. So the Gladio secret armies are the same pattern and model for the radical ISIS Al-Qaeda models. You see, that's what I'm saying. The strategy of tension that was previously Gladio is now that kind of stuff. Now, we haven't heard a whole lot about ISIS Al-Qaeda in the news lately. But of course, any of that can come back at any moment because those are all hybrid warfare, proxy warfare strategies and techniques that can be used by the establishment when they need to roll them out. Likewise, we can see the strategy of tension, as I said, involved in the groups that are run in the Ukraine. And some of the people like the Galen Network, the Reinhard Galen Network, which is actually the origin of German intelligence, the BND, comes from the Galen Org, the Galen Network, who was recruited into working for the CIA after World War II by Dulles and Donovan. Very famous, very well known. And guess what? Galen, Otto Skorzeny, they train groups in the Ukraine, which are still there. That's why we have tiny mustache man people, followers in the Ukraine. There you go. That's the holdovers, the descendants of Gladio, right there. That's how to make sense of all this. Doesn't mean that we're being run by Italian Gladio world Cold War mobsters. That's not what's going on now. It's this, the technique, the plan, the strategy, the model is the same that's used in these groups. And if you don't understand that, then you're not going to understand how all of this stuff is controlled and run and works. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. This is Jay Dyer.
I intend to take the InfoWars armored truck out, or the InfoWars tank, as it's so lovingly called. You came through yesterday and shopped at InfoWarsStore.com, so I'm going to be able to take the truck out.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We are talking about Gladio, and we're talking about how that's a pattern, a technique, a technology for disrupting social cohesion through false flags, through terror, through assassinations. And that was exactly what Gladio did throughout the Cold War. And we might think, well, yeah, but I mean, it was a Cold War, so, you know, you got to fight the bad guys. But it's like, wait a minute, this is all running black market stuff. It's all funded by heroin, global heroin trade. So wait, who's the bad guy? Well, we got to do all that because the bad guys will do it. Okay, whatever. I mean, that's the thing, is that this whole world order was structured on drug money, money laundering, giant fake banks. And this model is what the CIA took from the older British model. Opium trade, right? Controlling the sea power, British Navy, these kinds of things. So the Anglo-American establishment just adopted that same older model of fiat banking, drug warfare. And that's exactly what explains where we are now. And now they want to seize and control the reins of tech. That's their key thing, because if we read in, Kissinger's
world order, it's absolutely imperative that we control the technology to create the transhumanist future.
So basically, that's what Kissinger says. He says, whoever controls the tech will control and run the world in the future. In other words, technocracy. So I've been reading through other books about this, like Patrick Wood's book that he wrote with Professor Anthony Sutton, Trilaterals Over Washington, which is about how this same group, that's the same as this, the same groups, not different, erecting a technocratic global government. That's the plan. Now, we're going through this step-by-step plan of Dr. Coleman. And the next one he says is that they will induce and create new cults. Well, that's something we've talked about for so many years. I wrote two books on all of these cults and how it how it plays out in Hollywood and right in all these movies. Go get my two books at my website. Go to the shop. You get signed copies, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2. I wrote two whole books on this, and I'm working on a third book on that. Go get those at Jay's Analysis, the shop. And he says that these cults will be run by and promoted by a lot of the counterculture, right? Oh, yeah, let's get into the counterculture. Let's get into meditation. And then let's get in. And that, all that does is funnel people into all of these cults, which are run by this same power structure. Not every cult, but many of the cults, right? And this is why when we look at Jonestown, we see these odd patterns of, you know, CIA popping up there and mind control and all this kind of stuff at Jonestown and the shady background that Jim Jones has. So go to my YouTube channel. I just did an interview with a guy who wrote a big piece on the history of Jonestown, uncovering new information. That's on the top of my YouTube channel. Go watch that. We went really deep into that. And he says that we will build up the cult of aberrant versions of Christianity. He says that that the establishment will promote aberrant versions of Christianity to change it, right? To move Christianity into the global government, along with the other groups that they control, such as the Muslim Brotherhood. He says that even at this time, that weird mind control cults like Muslim Brotherhood, like ISIS, Al-Qaeda, these kinds of things, he says that they are modeled like Jim Jones style cults and like Son of Sam type cults to create assassins, to create crazy patsies that will go out and do crazy things. Those are great breeding grounds for recruiting these creeps and weirdos and, you know, basically mentally deficient people who are in cults that are then unstable and manipulated then to do radical actions or terror actions or assassinations, right? And we see the same thing with the recent shooting in Nashville, right? People who have mental problems, mental instability. I don't know if that person was in a cult, but you could say that the whole thing is basically a cult. I mean, essentially the whole normie world, the NPC world, is a giant cult. Just look at the last 3 years of COOF. Trust the science. Put your mask on. Take your mask off. Put it on. Take it off. Off, on, off, on, off, on. Take it off. Put it on. Put it on. Take it off. Trust the science. I am. All right. What did Fauci do? Literally just gaslighting everybody every day. Changing it. Contradicting himself. That's cult mentality. Export liberation theology and liberation feminist movements across the world. Oh, we got to go in all these countries to help the women. Oh, we're there to help free the women from oppression. Meanwhile, this power structure is intent on destroying women and destroying their identity and destroying populations, destroying children, which is what women do. Women birth children. Now, that's a revolutionary statement, right? Like Brave New World says that in the future, you can't say women give birth to kids. But here we are. 16, collapse the existing world economies to engender political chaos and then to integrate it into this CBDC global fiat Fed coin. Now, he says that they would push this cashless stuff. He was writing this back in the 80s and 90s. So he was way ahead of time, right? Absolutely. Here we are, BIS, Fed coin, all coming now. Right. Bank for National Settlements, the giant triple chin dude said that we will have Fed coin and we'll shut your wallet off when you're a bad boy. Take control of domestic policies in the U.S., that is the CFR and the elite controlling all domestic policies, including at the state level. So they want to undermine the state firewall. Give full support to international bodies such as the UN, International Monetary Fund, BIS, and the World Court. And that's exactly what we saw in the last 3 years. Oh, we got to listen to the UN. The CDC is going to pass on and hand off. We just do whatever the UN tells us. And who tells them what to do? Oh, the Rockefeller Foundation, Bill Gates. So we do what they say. Why? Because they say so. Says who? Them. Why do we follow them? Because they say so. Penetrate and subvert all the governments. Now, this sounds, oh, that's conspiracy theory. That's so conspiratorial. How is Dr. Coleman saying that they plan to penetrate and subvert all the world governments? Oh, and what did Klaus say last year? We will penetrate the continents of the world. We will penetrate them all. We will have our minions in all of the world's governments and parliaments. And didn't he say, oh, and we now already control most of the world's parliaments? Remember he said that. Hello? So this wasn't a conspiracy theory. This is a plan. Organize and control worldwide terror groups, including entities like Red Brigade, entities like ISIS, Al Qaeda, right? All these crazed radical cult groups that then become terror groups, and that's exactly the purpose of Gladio. So now, remember, they didn't know the name of Gladio when this book was written, and yet Dr. Coleman talks about, for example, P2 being involved in the death of Grace Kelly, the actress who married King Rhaenyra, Prince Rhaenyra of Monaco. And why did that? Well, Prince Rhaenyra made the Illuminate Confirm mad because there was a dirty deal that went down in regard to P2 having Gladio moving heroin into Monaco. And that was organized and run, according to Dr. Coleman, by Kissinger. And I guess Prince Rhaenyra didn't do exactly what he was supposed to do. And so that's what, according to Dr. Coleman, led to the demise of Grace Kelly. Now, that's a theory, right? That's a theory. However, that this was going on in Monaco and that there was P2 and all this, that is not theory. In fact, one of the famous books that was considered wild conspiracy theory back in 1985 when it was written is the famous David Yollop book, In God's Name, which is a book investigating the Vatican Bank, the P2, the CIA, and the suspicious death of Pope John Paul I, who was Pope for 33 days. And then he mysteriously died of what they call a heart attack, but appears to have been probably a poisoning. Now, what's interesting about this is that he talks about all these figures that in his research, such as Opus Dei, such as the Bologna bombing, the involvement of these criminal organizations. And the only thing he leaves out is the name, because he wrote this prior to anyone knowing the name of Gladio. Well, it turns out that wasn't all conspiracy theory. It was true. PhD thesis. NATO's secret armies. It's all true. It was called Gladio. Operation Gladio. That's what Dr. Coleman's talking about. They just didn't know the name of the operation. They had all the information. And then, oh, turns out, yes, it was called Gladio. Now, we're not being run by right-wing Christians. Okay? This crazy conspiracy theory that, oh, it's the right-wing Christians running everything. No, no, no. It's not right-wing Christians. It's technocrats above any of these kind of ideologies, and they use ideologies to control people. And so the last plan that he says is that ultimately take control of education in America to promote all forms of sexual deviancy so that the Malthusian agenda of overpopulation and energy control and scarcity can be normalized. And here's the crux of it all. The overall agenda is the control of all energy and population, meaning not just getting the numbers down, but controlling and managing everything every day, all day long by everybody. Banning the cars, banning the stoves, euthanasia, death care, banning the meat, banning travel, banning families, banning men, Agenda 21, biodiversity, Wildlands Project, 15 Minute Cities, ESG. All of that is this plan, and it is rolling out right now. Be sure and support Alex Jones. Be sure and support me over at my website, jasonalsos.com, and on all the outlets that you see me on, such as YouTube and so forth. Rockfin, go subscribe.
When I sit here and hammer and beg and plead on air, promoting great products that you already need that are amazing, we're able to be in the black. You probably noticed the last 3 weeks I barely plugged. I haven't hammered things because I don't like coming up here. I want to cover news and information and just begging and pleading and explaining. We did the accounting yesterday. We're back in the red. We've just gotten out of it. And I guess this is where God wants to keep me. It's all in God's plan, I'm sure. But you need these products anyways. These are great products that are life-changing. And we won't be here if you don't support us. So Trump has a war chest of $400 million. That's great. He deserves it. Wonderful. Everybody's supporting Trump. We don't have a war chest of $1 million. So we need to be able to stay on air. The bankruptcy's going well. They found out we're not hiding money. They found out I've told the truth about everything. The reorganization's going well, but not if there's not enough money to fund the operation. So you need Ultimate Krill Oil, highest quality, highest grade krill oil that does over-the-top things for your cardiovascular system, your brain, your mind, your psyche. It's next level. We have great fish oil as well. Those are 40% off. We're selling out of the great idea my dad had, the turmeric non-fluoride toothpaste full of all the essential oils. More will be in a few months, but we've still got it at InfoWarsStore.com. these two products. One comes back in about 3 months. Another one comes in about 4 months. But these are best sellers. But we need the funds now. So, Real Red Pill Plus, with the preglinone and all these things that boost your natural hormones, your overall stamina and everything, it's 40% off. DNA Force Plus, selling out. We're down to like 1,000 bottles. Won't be in for a long time. 40% off still, InfoWarsStore.com. But really, this is an information war. So I would really encourage listeners to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get an Alex Jones for President shirt. Getting great conversational Pete's. You'll meet a lot of cool people. That shirt's available, limited edition. It won't be sold very soon. Also, the Trump mugshot. They never did a real mugshot, so we already have created one. It's being printed right now. It'll be shipping out next week. It says political prisoner with a picture of Trump in a basically a lineup or a mugshot on the back, InfoWars.com. It's a limited edition shirt as well. It's a fundraiser shirt. I want to thank you all for your support. Get a signed or unsigned copy of my best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, as well. I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage those on the fence. The fight's now, folks. We're the tip of the spear. You're the tip of the spear. Please get off the bench, especially those of you, because I know 99% of our audience never buys anything. And just go to InfoWars Store. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. Realize you're in a fight. Fund the fight or roll over and die. Appreciate your support.